It is current state here on WKAR. The Michigan Economic Center has released a new survey with some attention-getting numbers in it. The MEC's Michigan Dream Restored project studied attitudes toward public goods, all of the things that our tax dollars pay for, and asked hundreds and hundreds of people how important those public goods are in terms of the Michigan economy. Here to discuss that report, John Austin, director of the Michigan Economic Center at the Prima Civitas Foundation. Welcome back to Current State, John.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about your method first. How exactly did you arrive at the figures that you've released?
Well, first, we did a whole series of focus groups with a representative cross-section of Michigan citizens and asking, you know, it was fundamental questions. What does Michigan mean to you? You know, what values do you think we hold in common? What represents the sort of ideal version of the state? Where are we today? What are important priorities to live up to what you hope Michigan can be? What matters most to the economy? And then, you know, how would we do better? How would we pay for important things that folks do value that make Michigan special, or points of pride, and that also translate into foundations for economic growth?
Let's jump into one piece of data from the report that's getting a lot of play. Of 1,000 people were asked which of the following two statements they agree with more, and I'll read both statements. So it's which statement do you agree with more? Here's the first statement. The most important thing state government can do for job creation is provide quality education, good roads and transportation, good public services like safety, water, fire, parks, and libraries that create an environment in which people want to live, work, and run a business. That is statement number one. Statement number two reads, the most important thing state government can do is to cut taxes for individuals and business. That's what really creates jobs. How did the responses to those two statements break down, John?
Well, overwhelmingly, you know, 64% of Michigan citizens in this 1,000-person survey, very comprehensive, that we did after the focus groups to really test what we were learning from people, 64% said the most important things for job creation are to invest in education and quality community services and a great state that we can enjoy and our beautiful outdoors and protect our conservation lands. That's most important for economic growth, those conditions that make us a state that's an attractive place to live, work, and have a business.
Statement number one.
Right, so statement number one, 29% said cutting taxes for individuals and businesses, that's what really creates jobs. So I think it definitely affirms what I think, you know, we all intuitively know or think about Michigan. You know, what has given us strength over the years? What are we proud of? What matters to the economy? It's been this this beautiful state and great outdoors that we can enjoy with our family. It's been great road system. It's been great universities that are points of pride and pathways to opportunity for our kids. It's been communities that you're proud to live in and that have basic services that make them work. And people fundamentally want to see those commitments, which are the things we do together, what you termed public goods, because, you know, the private sector doesn't provide good roads and great schools and parks and all the things that make Michigan a attractive, vital place, keep our kids here, make it a place people want to make their living and grow their lives and their careers.
Does it suggest to you that Michigan residents are ready to pay more taxes for some of these public goods?
I think we've seen all of these public goods diminished over the last 10 or 12 years. We've cut revenue sharing for community services by 33% over the last decade. We've been defunding our universities and pricing them now, you know, out of reach of working people when they used to be such a high-quality, low-cost pathway to opportunity. We've seen our roads crumble around us, and there is a broad, I think, understanding, widely shared, that we have to do better by these fundamental building blocks of our economy. We haven't mustered the political will to raise revenue to invest in what matters most to the economy that Michigan citizens are telling us. So I hope this does provide some ammunition, some momentum to do better and support the kind of investments that at least Michigan citizens say are the building blocks of a thriving economy and functional communities that people are proud to live in and call home, and that can keep our families close. You know, one thing we've heard so much, this is a family state. It's a great place to raise a family. That's what I've been doing here for 25 years. We want this state to work and thrive, and we need to make a renewed commitment to these foundational assets that have always been sources of strength and pride for Michiganders.
The first statement went into a lot more detail. Government can provide quality education, good roads, safety, water, fire, parks, and libraries that create an environment, et cetera, versus government can cut taxes. The language is so much richer. The second one is a lot more terse. Has anyone commented on that?
Well, I think it just exposes this, you know, different philosophies that are at work and need to be debated. One is that if you do lower taxes and it's all about business climate, somehow magically more companies will move into Michigan. The opposite is if you create conditions that make the state be a well-educated state, a state that's got attractive communities that aren't falling apart and are places people want to live, our young people will stay with us and not flee for greener pastures. They'll keep their talents in Michigan. You know, people are not leaving us for low-tax states. They're leaving us for Chicago's and Seattle's and Boston's and Washington's and New York, where there is a lot more going on. And frankly, there's a lot more commitment to the basic education, infrastructure, transit, things that make an economy work. And I hope this can provide, again, some support. People also, there's another question that we asked, what has been the quality and the services of roads, local police and fire, and education and parks and other things that are public goods? What's been the quality of those? And a majority of Michiganders say it's been diminished. It's been debilitated over recent years. And that is part of why I think they're willing to say these are important priorities, these are important investments, and we need to make them more of the priority when we talk about job creation and economic development.
Well, you know, despite what you're saying, you know, the governor's got a $1.2 billion proposal to invest in roads and infrastructure. The results of your survey would suggest that there's pretty significant support for that. But members of both parties, we heard a local state rep just a few minutes ago saying he's got to take a long, hard look at increasing registration fees and increasing the gas tax in order to improve our roads, because it just hits people too hard. Clearly, that factors into the results of your study. What do you mean?
Well, and part of what we all need to help find a path towards, how do we articulate and propose specific investment ideas that really speak to what Michigan citizens care about? Part of what we learned is that when we talk about roads and basic services, people are more interested in doing better by those important investments in order to make communities attractive places and places that they are proud to live in. And we need to both frame why we're doing it that way and then find revenues that folks will broadly support. On the roads and infrastructure, they do feel that, you know, gas taxes and registration fees are too high. They're much more interested in earmarking specific dedicated revenues and new taxes that are going to go directly into roads and basic services in our communities than you know, perhaps different or new taxes, whether it's making polluters pay or a graduated income tax. Got surprisingly high support, 63%, which would have, you know, we have a flat tax. It's been dropping, too, for a dozen years. You know, one of the reasons we can't afford, or we think we can't afford, investing in roads or education or our park system is that we've lost so much revenue by both an economy that's been in distress with the auto industry, but we've been cutting taxes for 12 or 15 years. And if we went back to the same tax rate that we had under Governor Engler, we'd have $2 or $3 billion more dollars to pay for the roads we need to pay for and pay for higher education access.
We got to leave it there. John Austin is director of the Michigan Economic Center. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mark.